It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. I've been keeping a sharp eye out around my house. No leaves emerging, no flowers coming up through the snow, nothing like that. So most of the notes today have to do with live animals seen or tracks noted, including a fox that paraded down my driveway this morning and left behind evidence, that is to say tracks in the snow. A nice straight line. Look for, fox track is a little bit bigger than a silver dollar, especially on the hard, crusty snow we have now. And they run, they just go straight. Just, there's not much variation. When they're moving forward, it's a straight dotted line. And if you are out on a lake or if you're crossing a field and you see a line of tracks coming at you and going away from you in a nice straight stretch, and they're smallish, silver dollar sized or so, you're probably looking at fox tracks. Other tracks, of course, there's always deer tracks. And deer, I've seen a number of deer over the past few days, and there are a number of photographs of deer on the KAXE, KBXE Facebook page. And I recommend that you go there and check out the photographs. Not only are there some beauties, some really artistically done shots, and there's some great photos there, but there are some really remarkable sightings, including a fellow who took a picture of a nice 8-point buck with a nice rack. And deer are still hanging onto their antlers. Those who had the least amount of luck in mating will, those bucks that had the least amount of luck mating will probably retain their antlers longer than others. Those with more success will probably lose their antlers much quicker, and that's just the way it works out. One of the other notes that I had in my notes concerned cottontail rabbits, and I just happened to see one out the window here moving from the rain garden up underneath the white spruce tree here by the windows of our KAXE studio. If you are out and about and at your house, you probably are seeing lots of rabbit tracks, and you may have snowshoe hares as well as cottontail rabbits. We are in this area, we're kind of at the cusp. There tends to be more snowshoe hares south and more cottontail rabbits south and more snowshoe hares north. And in this area, you can see both if you're clever. The hares are going to be white. The cottontail rabbits are going to be brown or gray or kind of silvery gray right now. And one of the other things that's characteristic of rabbits this time of year is that there will be some bloody urine out there in the snow. So if you're looking at where the rabbits are kind of hanging out and eating, you're likely to find some reddish brown spots that are the rabbit urine. And part of that is that the food that they're eating right now is pretty coarse, and it can irritate their urinary tract, and some of the proteins and some of the things that they're ingesting can irritate their urinary tract and cause them to bleed a little bit when they urinate. So you may see some of that. Another feature of rabbits that is probably hardly breakfast talk, but rabbits, their diet is pretty tough this time of year, and they oftentimes will eat something, bark usually, and then they will pass it through their gut and then turn around and run it through a second time to get more nourishment out of it. The first time through kind of gets it set up for the second time through when they can pull a little bit more nourishment out of that poor feed. At my house, the rabbits are doing pretty well. They come by every day and eat the seeds that the woodpeckers knock out of the bird feeder. Between the rabbits and the squirrels, there aren't a lot of seeds that hit the ground that are available for those other critters, the squirrels and the rabbits are there pretty quickly to clean that up. The birds that go down to the ground to eat some of the seeds are usually having to pick through a lot of empty shells before they find one little thing to eat down there. So, and it's the woodpeckers that are kicking it out of the bird feeder. They get in there and start sweeping their bill back and forth, especially the hairy woodpeckers at my house. They get in there and they start knocking their beak back and forth, and the seeds are just flying. And it's like, just pick one. Don't be so difficult. But there are a lot of woodpeckers around this time of year. Lots of, I see, because I have a rib cage of a deer hanging in a tree, I see downies, hairies, pileateds, and red bellies at my house. Now, those are the four most common. If you live in an area where there are lots and lots of black spruce swamps, you may actually find black-backed or three-toed woodpeckers. And they're going to be, just as the description implies, they're going to be black-backed, although the three-toed has some light barring on its back. Most of those woodpeckers, those deep black spruce kind of forest woodpeckers, are pretty dark compared to the hairy and the downy. And they're about the size of the downy, which is to say kind of small. And the males of the black-backed and the three-toed have little yellow patches on the back of their heads rather than the red that we see on the back of the male downies and hairies. All of those woodpeckers will soon begin to contest for territory, and they do that by drumming very rapidly on some hollow tree of one sort or another. And at my house, I have been hearing what I think are the downies, but I have trouble discerning between the downy and the hairy when they start to rap. The pileated is not one that you'll mistake. It's quite loud, and it just, the volume is there because the bird is so much bigger. But hairies and downies are drumming now. I'm hearing that, and that starts the competition between the male downies and the male hairies with others of the same species. The downies and hairies will occupy the same territory, and pileateds as well. And the those three can kind of get along with one another without being in competition, because they exploit different resources within the habitat. And so they'll put up with each other, but they won't put up with another of their same species. So when you start to hear hairies drumming or downies drumming or pileateds drumming, it's not to drive away all of the woodpeckers, it's to drive away all of the woodpeckers of the same species. So listen for that. This is also the time of year when you should be listening for the chickadees to start singing their Phoebe song. And that will happen probably within a day or two. I would expect that somebody maybe has already heard one chickadee starting to announce that spring is in fact on its way. And this Phoebe or Phoebe, hi honey, that call is sort of the beginnings of the breakup of the flock of chickadees that's at your house. They're going to start fighting over mates, and you will see some activity in that area. But the first thing you'll notice is that call, that Phoebe call. So listen for that. That should be happening anytime soon. From the KAXE KBXE Facebook page, there was a great little video in there of a couple of wolves that had come to eat some food that a guy had put out on the lake. Lots of woodpecker pictures, the buck with antlers. Somebody a week ago posted a picture of a skunk that was out and about. And they shouldn't be out this time of year. Typically, skunks come out, the males come out in February and start looking for a mate, and that's usually when we see skunks out and about. But we had all of that rain and wet snow this couple of weeks ago, and a lot of areas flooded. And we had that warm weather, and it melted a lot of that snow. That 17 inches of snow we got all melted, and all of that water went somewhere. And if you were sleeping under a garden shed, for example, all of a sudden your bed might be full of water. And I don't know about you, but I haven't been able to really get much sleep when I'm soaking wet. It's just one of those things that kind of wakes a guy up and keeps him awake. So skunks, you know, a little flooding, a little warm weather, you know, kind of wake up and maybe decide, oh, I should find another bed. This one's kind of wet. So I wasn't surprised to see a picture of a skunk on our Facebook page, among other things. So you might want to look at that and check out some of the other stuff there. At my house, the red squirrels are doing real well. They haven't begun to chase one another around yet, but before too long, they'll start engaging in these chases. And right now, if a red squirrel is chasing another red squirrel, usually at my house anyway, he's driving it away from food source. Doesn't want to share the sunflower seeds with another red squirrel. So they run pretty hard, and the squirrel out in front usually is running for his life, or at least running to avoid a pretty strenuous fight. And later on, you'll see them running through the trees, and the squirrel out front is a female, and that squirrel behind her is a male, and behind him might be a second male. I don't think I've ever seen three males chasing a female, but I have seen two males chasing a female quite often. And that chase isn't nearly as life-threatening. That one, the followers keep pace with the leader. And if the leader slows down, the followers slow down. So you may see some of that happening before too long. Around my bird feeder, some goldfinches, some redpolls, a starling. Of course, the nuthatches, red-bellied and red-breasted and white-breasted. I have a red-bellied woodpecker around my feeder, downy, hairy, pileated. They're all there. And on Christmas Day, an owl showed up. A barred owl came and sat in one of the oak trees in my front yard, and I was very encouraging. If I could have, I would have gone out and tied a squirrel to the ground just to watch the owl eat. I didn't see the owl eat anything while it was there, but I know that it frequents the area, and I wish it only the best. Good luck, good hunting. And of course, the other note that I had, the note from Joel Rosen down in his neighborhood with the weasel, and that's always kind of exciting too, to get a chance to see a weasel this time of year. Oftentimes, if you're looking at a weasel this time of year, what you will notice are two black spots, one at one end and one at the other. The weasel has a little black tip on its tail and a little black nose and two black beady eyes on its front end. And interestingly, scientists have done some research and concluded that oftentimes that black tip on the tail tells, you know, you'd think, why isn't the weasel all white? It would give it much more protection. But the black tip on the tail gives the weasel protection because the owl, the bird, the hawk that might be coming to catch it sometimes gets confused as to which end is which, and rather than grab it in the body, it grabs the tail. And of course, wrapping its talons around the tail is pretty ineffective as a way of catching the weasels. So oftentimes the weasels can get away in spite of the fact that they have that black tip that calls attention to themselves. That's our Phenology Show. We'll talk to you again next year when we will be back to tell you more about what's happening in your neighborhood.